Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist El Portier is back with us today to talk to us not only about his new mixtape, but also his new single and his new outlook on life. We're going to be talking to him not only about how the journey of music has not only connected him with his neighborhood, but also, of course, been able to help him to reach audiences around the world. If you have not heard his new single, Scarred Angel, you'll be hearing that a little bit later in our program. And we'll be telling you how you can stay connected with El Portier as well as get the mixtape for yourself. El Portier, hello to you, and welcome back to the program, man.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, doing really good. Congratulations to you on the new project and, of course, the single. I was telling you just on Facebook today, you know, how much I enjoyed the single. You know, you've been going through a lot this year. I noticed you've been posting a lot, especially on social media, sharing parts of your journey with the world. What has it been like for you, though, man, to be able to see the way that people are responding to the music?
I mean, the people that respond to my music, they are my backbone. That's my backbone. So it's like without them, you know, even listening to me and watching me go through my worldly ways of life, mm-hmm. I have nothing, you know. And a lot of things I don't really putting on Facebook, but sometimes I just want people to understand that I'm going through the same thing they're going through.
Right. Right. And I think, you know what, that goes to the realness that they feel with you. I should say, I said, of course, you're back with us. The last time you were with us, we knew you as LMF. There has been a name change. Talk to us a little bit about what led to that evolution.
Well, from what I gather, what I've seen, there was like another, I guess it's a rock band or some kind of, you know, some kind of group out there, whatever, but you know they're registered. I think they're out nationally.
Okay.
Me being a local independent artist, you know, and I just couldn't grab the LMF name, so you know,
yeah.
I couldn't get it because they had it already, so I couldn't advertise it.
Got you.
So that made me switch it, and I just went to Portier because my friends used to call me Sydney anyway back in the day.
Okay.
So, you know, they always called me Sydney Portier back in the day. So I just dropped the Sydney, put the L on top of it, and now we got Portier, El Portier.
There you go. All right. So just wanted to make sure that our listeners knew that backstory. Now, for those who may have missed our first conversation together, El, let's go back and talk about when you first realized you had this, you know, this message. Because I think, you know, not everybody, you know, has been gifted to be able to share, like the way that you've been able to and other members of We the Fam have been able to. When did you first realize the gift for yourself?
I mean, like, as far as, like, the way I display songs and the messages I put through them.
Exactly.
I mean, I get all of this. I get all of this from my pain. This is my pain. Like, you know, I've lost a lot in my life, and it's my pain. And then it's just me growing up in the ghetto. Like, you know, me being in the hood and watching my life expand a little bit more than others, you know. And I look back and I see that a lot of brothers are where I used to be. And I just always try to give them a message like, you know, you're going to make it, you know what I mean? Because
right.
I made it, you know what I mean? I made it, you know, I mean, physically I made it, you know, verbally I'm doing it, and it's just like there's so much pain involved with it, but you got to keep going, you know what I mean? One thing I learned about being black, we can go through anything, and we're going to keep on going. So my message is, it's like I'm only thing I am, like they say, don't kill a messenger, only thing I do on my songs is warn our people.
Gotcha. So, you know, so it's interesting that you should say that, El. So do you feel as though with every song and even with every project, I know there's a new mixtape out now, we'll be talking more about that here in a moment, but do you see it not only as your message, but also as a way of being able to reflect on where you've come from as an artist and as a man?
I see that. I mean, When you say reflections, I think of the Supremes. and I love that song too.
Yeah.
But yes, most definitely. Like it is a reflection of the downgrade of life I grew up in.
Yeah.
You know, and it allowed. See, I wasn't the basketball player. I wasn't the football player. I wasn't the weightlifter, or you know, none of those categories fitted me. I was always in the choirs at school, or I was always where the music at. Like since
right.
I'm like 11, you know. So it's like all of that. Everything stems. Everything has its moment. Stems from within me. So this is how I, you know, as things stem from within me, it's like roses growing all over me. It's just I get with each one.
Gotcha.
I see what type of beauty I'm going to make out of it.
Yeah. I think that's the thing. I think that's the thing, and I think that's the thing with anybody who has definitely been given a gift. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live, El Portier is back with us today. We're talking to him not only about the journey in music, but also what it's been like for him to see the way that people are responding to it. And I should say, El Portier, that the way that the world is responding to it, because of the Internet especially, people literally around the world are able to connect with your music. The new project is called Better Not Tell Nobody But God. You know, when you said that this is for your people, I mean, when you went into this project, did you have a certain theme or message that you wanted to share, or was it something that just kind of evolved as each song evolved?
I when it comes to that part, I wanna I gotta thank John Legend, because I am a John Legend fan to the bone gristle,
mm-hmm.
and my method. I kind of look at it. He said something to me that scared me. Like, not said something to me, but I seen something with him on TV. He said something to the world. And he said the way that he makes his music, his method of making his music is he'll hum something. So he'll be like, la da 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 da, la da da da. And then that'll turn into, you were sent here for me, we was made to love. So my method is sort of, it's sort of like, I'll hear something in my head. It comes from my head. Like anything will come from my head, and then I'll whistle it. Once I whistle it, I get the groove of it, and then I go inside, and I'm like, okay, now what type of drums I need for this? And then that's how I do it. My method is real simple. I get a vibe in my head. I sit down. I write. I drink me a Guinness stout or something or some wine. I walk around. I let methods come to me. When the methods come to me, I sit down, I start humming them out. Once I hum them out, I look around 5 minutes later, I got a hit.
Yeah.
And it comes so easy. I get mad sometimes because I write songs so fast. I get mad. Like sometimes I try to walk away from it, and it's like it draws me back, like, no, finish this.
Yeah. Well, I know, you know what, I know that people definitely can appreciate that, because sometimes when you get in that groove and you get in that zone, it's definitely hard to come out of it. The project is called Better Not Tell Nobody But God. It begins, though, with Vet Speaks, of course, Vet of We The Fam, Fam Entertainment. What has it been like for you to have people in your corner that believe in you? That's another thing that you've talked about. I mean, it goes without saying, unfortunately, that not everybody who pats you on the back is supporting you. But what is it like for you to really have people in your corner, especially in your musical circle, that are there for you and being able to give you that support?
Vet, when we speak on Vet and people that give me support or whatever and all that, and the people that believe in me, Vet, I love that. Vet is also my cousin too, my blood cousin. And he always has done music and stuff, and I always have done music. But for him to give me such a large fan base the way he has been giving me, it's like he's my cousin, and then he's my manager, and then he's on each and every one of our careers. Like he like I love him, like, and he really like the love that he gives to us is deep, and it's like he really works hard. He believes in us, and it's like that's the only person I could really say that I mean, the love is unexplainable. Now, as far as all the other people that support me and all that and stuff, I love them to death too. They just don't know.
Yeah.
I can't reach out to everybody, but when I see people giving me love and putting me out there and helping me and allowing me to strive and telling me, yo, you don't gotta be on the streets no more getting that money and all that does something to my heart. That puts food on the table, you know. So with any man that's helping me put food on the table and pay my car note, I'm good.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
yeah,
Yeah, and that leads us right back to the project, L. And, you know, in the single we're going to be able to hear Scarred Angel featuring Dreamy. Talk to us about that song and kind of how it evolved.
Scarred Angel came from, I lost my mother last January. I lost my father 4 months before that. I lost my brother a couple of years before that. It was just like in a row, and then I just lost my niece a few days ago.
Hmm.
So Scarred Angel came from that, you know? And Scarred Angel came from all the pain that all the rest of me and my brothers have to endure, and my sister, like all the pain that we got to go through. It's like Scarred Angel just is something like we got tats on us. We got tats all over our body. Whatever we do wrong, whatever we do right in life, whatever happened to us in life, like whatever, sorrow, pain, whatever, it's a tat.
Right.
It never goes away. So I feel like I'm a Scarred Angel because I got my mom's tatted on me. I got my father tatted on me. I got my brother tatted on me. Like, you know, I got my niece tatted on me. And the sad part about it is I have no tattoos at all on my body physically, but them scars are there, and only I know they're there. So that's how Scarred Angel came from. And then hooking up with Dreamy, like I got a show with her November the 14th. Dreamy's an excellent artist, and she felt my pain. So I felt as though she was the right one for that song.
Well, it definitely is a powerful message, Al, and I think it's one that our listeners will appreciate. Here is Scarred Angel featuring Dreamy. We'll be back with our final moments with Al right after this.
I feel so scarred. I feel so scarred. Scarred. Like a scarred angel. I do nothing to you.
My brother mad, my other half is not on land. My mama used to sit in the chair, could barely stand. Damn, I'm straight stressing, ain't the master plan. I see the glow through my peripheral, but it never changed. Babies dying in strange from shootouts, why was they made? Maybe because they were angels, get popped and fly away. I need a quiet place, somewhere to think and contemplate. I can't protect this murk, cause brothers go to court and escape. It's rape, our favorite caught up in these cops' tape. Wait, I need to know when will we catch a break. I mean, I spit that crack selling and shoot out shit myself, but only as a lesson with burning confessions. Yes, I'm no fessing. I was raised up around these weapons strictly for protection. Only the aim in these sheets direction. Cause the scars my people feel ain't tatted for forgetting. Nah, we ain't forgetting.
I'll do nothing to you.
Brothers, man, my natural squad. Pops, every high's left it to survive. Weapon, cause we all must die. Hope I'm high when I say bye. Slanted in the eye, mama, I can't lie, but I cry, I miss your life. So fuck Trinitars, removing organs from my offsprings when they get shot up. Caught inside a ghetto thing. Bitten the liver of a black nigga who's not a user. I'm on to it. Steal body parts, then bomb us with fluid. I speak fluent as well as ghetto slang, so say I'm the truest. Metal bang in my hood, leave these black mothers clueless. But her son is dead. Her blouse painted dark red, three in the head. All he had in his hand was bread. Stepping out the corner, bodega with friends. Bullets wasn't meant for him. Tatted in his killer fin.
I'm
gonna make you mine.
There you have Scarred Angel featuring Dreamy, of course, by El Portier from his brand new mixtape. We'll be telling you guys here in a moment how you can be able to get it for yourself. Better not tell nobody but God. You know, El, you know, the other great thing about you and your music, and even though it comes from a very personal place, do you think one of the reasons why people are able to connect to it and support it is because you really are telling their story too?
Yes, I'm telling their story. I'm telling about the babies getting shot, the shootouts, the gang wars. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, you know, when you look at the experience, when you look at the struggle, when you look at what it's taken for you to get to this point, even though you're still climbing each and every day, you know, does it make it all worth it? You know, when you think about what you've gone through, when you see people actually getting the message, does it make it make the struggle more worth it?
Yes, it does, because any type of picture that I paint musically and they can relate to the scenery, then I got them. And like they say, if you can get one person, he'll bring along others.
Exactly. I think that's it. I think that is really the key. And it really begins with, you know, being able to have something to say. And that's what you've been able to realize, that you actually have something to say. You know, it has to be a great feeling for you, Al, to not only to be able to do what you love, but then to know that you're able to motivate people, too. I'm sure there are people around you that tell you how just by your not giving up that you have encouraged them to pursue whatever their dreams are. What has that been like for you, to kind of be an example for other people as to what's possible?
I watch every time Vet say, go in the studio, I need an album from you. When he say that, and I start promoting albums and stuff, and I see people, you know, I start seeing other artists and stuff, and they're getting on their bike too, because they see them on my bike and we pedaling or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a good thing for me. You know what I mean? That's good for me, because that allows me to know that we're keeping the hip-hop alive. So if it takes me to pull a whole boat by myself until other brothers could jump on and see what I'm trying to get us at, if it takes me to do that, and then they follow by example, then may Allah bless them and their families as well.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Exactly. I think that's really it. It's really about being able to share the blessings and to keep it all going. Again, everyone, El Portier has been our guest. Better Not Tell Nobody But God is the name of his new mixtape. The single you guys heard here is Scarred Angel featuring Dreamy. El, how can our listeners stay connected with you, man, and also get the mixtape for themselves?
Well, I had injured myself a little bit or whatever, and I usually drop my CDs off in like 5 locations. And we pump them, we put it on iTunes, PayPal, whatever. I don't know. That takes care of all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, it's like I've just been getting right back up on my feet, right? I injured myself real bad, like my leg.
Right.
And that cuts off, like, shows and stuff, like, because I can't, you know?
Right.
But anyway, the locations, I just was, I think I just posted it and let everybody know, like, we were supposed to be location and everything tonight. So they'll have something, a word by Friday, where they can cop the album at. And I always tell my fans and stuff, inbox me. You know, you can inbox me. We'll bring the CD to you. We on our ground. It don't matter. We on our Master P. We'll pump them from out the trunk. You know, but it's like I always tell them, like, the locations, you know, and it's like Friday, they'll definitely have full locations on all the sites we on.
Okay. So the best thing for them to do then, just to stay connected with you on Facebook then.
Yeah, that's the only way.
Okay,
The only way right now until we, you know, because it's like it's crazy. It's like we put the locations up or whatever. We go do our homework or whatever. I'm trying to sit down with FYE, you know, this week sometime. It's a lot of stuff we don't.
Right.
You know what I mean? And we just got to get that edited version. I got to go in the studio, do that edited version, then I can mess with FYE and, you know, start really going in and doing what I got to do. But locations will be posted. You know, I know a lot of people want the album. I gave out so many. You know, like I always give back to the hood. I always give out like 100 or 200 albums. And then the rest, we try to get our money back and keep it rotating through the machine. It's a business.
Right, exactly. So make sure you guys are staying connected then with El Portier. You can find him on Facebook. We actually tagged him actually on our page as well. So make sure you guys are staying connected with him. You can find him there at EricLMF.McDaniels is where you guys can find him on Facebook. So that's Facebook.com/ ericlmf.mcdaniels, where you guys can find him there. Stay connected with him. As he said, he'll be posting information about locations and other ways that you can be able to support the music. So make sure you guys are looking for that. L, man, congratulations to you on the new project. Real good. Good to be able to speak with you again. And looking forward to the next conversation with you, man.
No doubt, man. I appreciate it. I'm always here. You know that, Cyrus. I'm always here, man. Always in your corner, and I'll support you, too. On behalf of Vet and everybody from Family and TV, thank you so much, man.
Hey, man, the pleasure is definitely all mine. Again, we want to thank Vet for setting up this conversation. We want to thank El Portier for coming by again. Again, Better Not Tell Nobody But God is the name of the new project. Make sure you guys are supporting that. And then, of course, make sure you guys are staying connected with El online as well. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you guys can catch the podcast just about 3 minutes after we go off the air. You can find the link already on Facebook at facebook.com/CyrusWeb. And like I said, we tagged El Portier there so you guys can stay connected with him there. The link is also on our Facebook page as well. You can find it there at facebook.com/CyrusWeb as well as twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You guys can find it there as well. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.